Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better after smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Before I pick up and talk to our kid of the week here, we've got an adult of the week, an American Airlines employee out at O'Hare, who stopped a chaotic situation when a catering cart that was scheduled to load the plane, maybe other planes, had an accelerator stuck and was driving around in circles and hit, apparently, one American Airlines tarmac employee. And another person driving a different cart took it upon themselves to ram it.
I saw
and stop the cart.
I saw the video. It was crazy. It was like a robot come to life type situation.
Yeah, it was like one of those battle bot scenes.
Yes.
Right. So if not for the American Airlines employee, that catering cart could have gotten out on the Kennedy. Imagine the havoc it would have caused. But if anybody knows, I want to give this individual credit for being a hero. 312-981-7200. Text or call and let us know who this person is. Because the reporting has the doctor on the plane that shot the video, but they just named this person as an American Airlines employee. They don't say who it is.
Were those water bottles that spilled all over the tarmac?
I think so. Yeah, because if they were tiny bottles of booze, you would have been able to identify that.
You would think. Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Lexi joins us now. Good morning, Lexi Covey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for being on. You're a junior at St. Viator?
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Okay, this is a big year, man. Big year.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking your tests. You got all your SAT, ACT situations. All your ducks in a row?
Not yet. I just started the ACT prep.
She sounds so excited.
I want to give you a reason to be excited. I got a 32 on my ACT, and if you've listened to this show, you go, you did not, but I did. I did.
Yeah, so, I'll be lucky to get a 32.
No, you can do it. You absolutely can do it.
Was that back when the ACT went to like 70?
Nice, Dave. He got you back.
Lexi, don't listen to me. All right. So anyway, Lexi loves summer. She loves great weather. She also loves clothes. She loves swimsuits. So you designed a line of swimsuits, and you're kicking money from the swimsuits back to the Union League Boys and Girls Clubs because your grandparents who have passed were big supporters of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So tell me about the swimsuits.
Well, my dad suggested last spring in 2018, he was like, oh, I think you should start a charity. And I was just thinking about it for a while. I was like, what do I want to do? And we just got back from spring break, and I started to sketch swimsuits just because I like to draw a lot. And then I was talking to my parents. I was like, oh, what if we started a swimsuit company, and then we could donate a portion of each swimsuit to charity? And they were like, okay, like we'll look into manufacturers. And then we found Sweeney Manufacturing. So we partnered with them. And then they were like, oh, you need to think of a charity to donate to. And I chose the Union League Boys and Girls Club because my grandparents were really involved
in it,
like you said. So I wanted to continue their legacy there.
Now, Lexi, did your parents only approve one-piece swimsuits, or what are your swimsuits like?
We have 4 different designs, and all of them are pretty different, so
you got your one piece, your tank suit, your bikini, and then your 1920 style with the bloomers?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So,
no, they're all 4 bikinis.
And where do people see them?
I have a website, and I also have an Instagram and Facebook for...
And how do we find them? So what's the website?
WaterVibeBikinis.com.
That's a cool name.
I'm looking at them up right
Thank you.
Now.
WaterVibeBikinis.com. And WaterVibeBikinis is the handle for Instagram, too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations. It's a cool idea. What a nice thing to do for your grandparents, who you must have been
Thank you so much. Oh, wow. They're mm-hmm. super cute. And the picture of you on the website is darling. Oh, my goodness.
Thank
you. Do you surf and all of that stuff?
I wake surf. So I like surfing behind the boat because we have a lake house up in Lake Geneva. And it's really fun. It's basically surfing. You just get up with the rope. And then once you're up, you throw the rope back into the boat.
Well, we're on the 18th floor at 303 East Wacker. We overlook the lake and the river, and surfing on the river is not good today. The river looks very flat, and it doesn't look like you're going to be able to do much out there. I'm just giving you a heads up, Lexi.
Darn, ruined my plans today. Yeah,
exactly. Do you know what you want to do? You're going to be a clothes designer, or are you still figuring all that out?
I'm still figuring it out. Something business-related.
Well, you sound like an entrepreneur to me, and I know your grandparents are very proud of you, so thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
There's your kid of the week right there. So you're looking at the website. You say we should buy these, or you should buy these?
Yeah.
I don't think they have a big and tall for me. Viv is saying thumbs up.
I'm looking for a one piece.
Super cute. Water vibe bikinis. Yeah, super fashionable. Like, this is not, doesn't look like this would be somebody who took their first, you know, turn at making bikinis, designing bikinis.
Vanderbilt, you look great in a two-piece. Get yourself one.
No, I do have one, but I don't let anyone see me in it.
That's, how do you go swimming?
She clears the beach. You look great. Stop
Lexi
it.
Didn't get my joke about it. I was like, is your dad only making you make one pieces? Right.
Well, how about her parents stepping up? Sure, we can talk about starting a company. You know what my father would have said? Give me a beer.
Yeah, 647. Isn't that odd?
Who says that?
Yeah. That's pretty cool, Mom and Dad. I'll tell
you
that.
It is, I tell you.